Company. And it turns out that mining company Anglo Gold Ashanti has sold the last of its South African businesses in a 4.4 billion rand transaction with Harmony. The deal announced this week brings to a close the long history the firm and its predecessors have had in South Africa. In fact, Anglo Gold has had its roots in multinational mining companies. Anglo American started by Ernest Oppenheimer in 1917. At its prime, the company was one of the world's leading gold mines. Anglo American originally focused only on developing and expanding the country's East Rand gold lines, and saw massive expansion by tapping into the rich gold fields of the Vaal Reef and the Free State. It used to expand and diversify into several other fields over the course of its history. For example, in 1926, Anglo America became the single largest shareholder in diamond company De Beers, and Oppenheimer's later became chairperson of the company. 2 years later, the company established the procurement to Anglo American Platinum by partnering with Hans Marinsky, and by 1945, it has moved into the coal industry through acquiring of coal estates. Look at this. This company just grew strength to strength. In fact, in 1998, the company consolidated its interests in gold and uranium by forming Anglo Gold. Later that year, Anglo Gold became the first South African company to list on the New York Stock Exchange. It changed its name to Anglo Gold Ashanti after the 2004 merger with Ghanaian company Ashanti Goldfields. So that's where the company's name came from. Yeah. I just thought they were fans of R&B.
And they loved Ashanti.
In 2006, Anglo American began reducing its stake in Anglo Gold Ashanti, and by March 2009, the company had sold its remaining shares in Anglo Gold Ashanti, officially marking their exit from investing in gold. Now, 11 years later, Anglo Gold Ashanti has sold its last South African assets to Harmony Gold. Since taking control of the company in 2018, Chief Executive Officer Kelvin Deschnitsky has shifted the company's focus towards profiting in mines in Australia, Ghana, and the Americas.
Sure. If only Harmony was South African based.
I mean, not only that, but a question that was posed in this article is why international miners are leaving SA. And it goes on to say that it was no surprise that Anglo Gold wanted to sell its South African mines, says Jean-Pierre Fuster, who is the CEO of Protea Capital Management. He says the company signaled its intention since last year. Fuster says the operational problems, particularly labor strikes and load shedding, have likely contributed to the decision, as has political risk.
You know, I think from a business point of view, one can actually understand their decision, because in the mining sector especially, they've got the same problem with his honorableness, Mr. Mantashe, the minister, who is still not allowing mining companies to generate their own power. South Africa is such an anomaly on the world stage, where you're running a business and you are not allowed to supply your own electricity, because they're saying we can supply our own electricity.
No, you can't.
And give us permission.
No, but you can't even supply us with electricity. You
know? Yeah, and they can't even supply anyone else, but they refuse to let mining supply their own power.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's actually an understandable decision, to be honest.